You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up. My boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight.
I hope so too. KCK, you're back in school with the Morning Grind. Yesterday was an unusually busy day for me.
On a Tuesday.
Went, had lunch with a guy that goes on the cruise with me every year. What up, George? Lives out in Top City. Went to Bayou on the Vine. Thank you so much for the wonderful lunch. Then went and got my hair dipped.
I see your hot girl summer continuing.
Shouts out to my girl Aisha. And then made my way to the Starlight Theater. It was just a beautiful thing for me, Brian.
Why?
My baby father, Nas, was in town. He had on a whole tuxedo. And I just kept yelling out, I love you! I did. And the people in front of me kept looking back like, is this lady crazy?
You love him, but he's geographically challenged.
How's that?
Because he said Kansas.
He did. He kept saying it. And I was like, baby.
He kept doing it?
Yeah, he said it more than once.
Oh, come on, Nasir.
Mary J. Blige doing a thing. She kept saying Kansas City, though. She knew where she was.
See, she a vet.
Well, I guess Nas really hasn't been to this area a lot, has he?
Nah, not for real.
So, you know, that's up to the people in the background. Like, you're supposed to tell them, fam, you're in Missouri. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it was a wonderful, wonderful show. I thought you were going to play my Nas clip right there.
You said get Mary J. That's the only one I saw.
I said both. Oh, okay. Well, then don't worry about it now. Move on. What'd you do?
Oh, man. I got my work done last night. You know, got my mixes.
Oh, God.
What? It's a lot of work doing that. I would love for you to do what I do at home and see how you feel.
I've done way more. I know you think you're the only one who has stuff to do.
I didn't say that.
Everybody has stuff to do. We all do stuff.
Everybody doesn't, but I didn't say that, though. You need to respect my grind. That's what you need to do, because you don't. And I don't appreciate it.
You'll make it, I'm sure.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. It'll be a couple of thunderstorms around the area. Right now, you're clear 76. And Lee Summers, Shay, what's poppin'?
Shout out to singer Ciara. Despite Bow Wow's immature shade, she announced a new venture with Nike and their Jordan brand. She is now going to be the creative director of the Nike and Jordan Kids Fall Apparel Collection exclusively at Finish Line.
Very nice. Making moves. She's following in Beyonce's footsteps. What WWBD? What will Beyonce do?
This one is strictly for you. The Weeknd split up with Bella Hadid. That's his girlfriend. Who's Bella Hadid?
I have no clue who that is.
I thought you liked The Weeknd like that.
The Weeknd, but I don't keep up with, you know, people relationships. But I will say this. We finna get some fire music. Let's go. King of the Fall is coming back. Let's go. We ready. Come on, hit us with it, dog.
That emo music.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
Actually, Starboy wasn't emo music. Starboy was.
That's
like,
why you like it, because he's emotionally crying.
I like up-tempo stuff. I do like his emotional stuff, too.
I sit here and watch you, and you'll play it.
Boy, look.
back to back, all the emotional crying music.
Damn!
That boy can sing, man.
Speaking of emotionally crying, Tyrese called out The Rock saying that the new movie Hobbs and Shaw is not a win.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
Despite the $180 million it raked in over the weekend.
He is just a hater, fam.
I just want my baby.
He gotta chill out. The Rock done already dogged you. He dragged you through the mud on your last little situation that y'all had. Did you hear what he said to him? He was talking about his new album, the new album at the time, Black Roses or something. I can't play it because he's cursing on it.
Yeah.
He said it's the biggest piece of dog crap he's ever heard in his life. You can't go one-on-one with the Rock in the terms of going back with him, because he gonna get you.
I mean, wrestlers are known for that smash mouth game.
Exactly. It's called running a promo.
What more do you want from me?
He says, I have to show my respect for one thing he tried. Folks called me a hater, attacked me for speaking out, breaking up the family. Clearly doesn't have the value that one would assume it does. You know what? Maybe, just maybe, The Rock and the crew will come dance with us again for Fast 10. We can all hug it out and get back to giving the true fans who have supported the franchise for 20 years what they want.
I just want my baby.
You really want to do a sequel for the 10th time?
Oh, they doing it. You didn't know they doing it.
Fam.
What'd he say on Juice? Ain't y'all tired of this?
I can't imagine, like...
People love it, though. They still going to see it. I will say, I saw the fifth one at the movie theater. It was good. It was good. You know, I don't normally get into movies like that, but the fifth one was pretty cool. It was.
Just saying the fifth one sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Can these kids go again, going back to school? The teachers know that all these school supplies they asking for, these kids not going to use them.
What supplies are you talking about?
Tissues, erasers, glue, all this stuff. They don't use that stuff. I told you, I used to work at the school. They lock that stuff up in the cabinet to the end of the school year. And then the kids come home asking for pencils when they ain't got no pencils to do their homework because it's stuck there in the cabinet.
Ma'am, what school did you work at and what was you doing?
Elementary off of 51st and Prospect. I worked there for 6 years. They closed down now.
Doing what?
Kindergarten teacher.
No, you were not, Miss Cindy.
My God.
Cindy, you were not a kindergarten teacher.
You were not certified.
Yes,
Cindy, you really want to say that right now?
Man, I'm telling you that right now. That's my testimony.
I'm about to call Dr. Bedell and see if we can get in them files.
Right.
I got to see.
We got to pull up out here on 55th and Prospect and Hunk. We out here and we standing for change, and we need y'all to come out here and Hunk and show y'all support. We've been out here for 7 days and seven nights trying to hold our streets and take our streets back, and that's the stuff that we need y'all support as a community.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Bye.
Oh, brother. Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I shop at this Ray Moore Walmart, especially when I go to Sam's Club, because it's right next door to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there, next week as I get ready for your annual birthday barbecue.
Oh.
How old are you turning this year?
34. Dale Carter.
Look at God.
Charles Oakley.
Won't he deliver you 34 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian, yesterday there was a shooting in the parking lot of that Walmart in Raymore. Police are looking for a suspect in a silver sedan. Apparently, there was some sort of argument that happened in the parking lot. Police think that the suspect and the victim knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
The words were exchanged, and the next thing you know, shots were let off. Thankfully, no one was killed, but someone was shot and injured.
Yeah, I, you know, we talk about it a lot, about the gun situation, and I just... why does, I'm not sure if it was the first resort in this one, but it just seems like to be in the conversation all the time. Like, whenever there is a dispute, we're all not going to get along at all times. That's unrealistic to think. But why does a gun always have to be involved?
Well, because it's, most people are not going to get out of their vehicle and go stab a complete stranger. But it's something about having that gun that gives you courage and the ability to do something from a distance. A lot of people not gonna get out the car and do that knuckle work.
But it's like, dude, does it even have to go to that though? Like, we just can't talk it out or argue it out.
I don't even wanna be that naive to think that there's never gonna be conflict in this world, because there will be.
Right.
My issue is that the gun comes out.
Are you not thinking about, oh, there might be kids around here. Oh, there might be, you know, senior citizens around here. You ain't thinking about none of that.
Whatever the argument was about, was it really that serious?
Right.
I don't know what we're gonna do.
Yeah. And Raymore is supposed to be
very safe. Yeah. That was what the chief of police of that area was saying. You know, that their crime is very low.
But I think this proves that it can happen and go down anywhere, you know.
Makes me sad.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Robin Thicke fans, stay close. Your chance to win tickets to White Linen Party is coming up real soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. I like this guy a lot. Mm-hmm. His Facebook show, No Script, is hilarious. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, Brian, do yourself a favor and catch up on No Script on Facebook. It is funny, funny. So, a mother doesn't think that Marshawn is that funny this morning. After an incident that happened at Lynch's football camp for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marshawn was, I guess, coaching the young man up and dropped the F-bomb to him. So the mother took exception with it and asked to speak to Marshawn, you know, offline.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshawn responded by asking if there was a man that he could talk to about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother felt as though that response was sexist. Why couldn't he talk to her?
Well, Shay, you know, I coach football. And there have been a couple incidents like this. Not only with my team, but when I was younger and I was playing. And I'm going to be straight up with you. Some mothers out on the field, when it comes to, when you're in a competitive spirit, and men are emotional too, but the mothers are a little bit more emotional, all right? For instance, my sister last night called me about my nephew who's in St. Louis with my little brother, and she's crying to me that my brother Jared is calling him soft. And I'm like, fam, that's just him motivating him to get him ready to play or get him ready to practice. It might have been something that he didn't do right or something. My point is, sometimes mothers can be a little more emotional, and the men, we tend to more understand that.
So is it sexist that he has to speak to a man?
I don't think it is. I think that he thought that the man would be more understanding of the verbiage he was using towards the kid and why he was doing it.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s with a shower coming up. Right now, you're mostly cloudy at 76 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
Leo season, baby.
Looks like David Mann, actor and singer, is 52 today. and Charlize Theron. I like her as an actress. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody born on August 7th.
So, City Girls rapper Young Miami was the target of a drive-by shooting in Miami yesterday morning. Apparently, she was leaving Circle House Studios, and shots were fired at her vehicle. And the sad part is, she's pregnant.
Wow.
So, after the incident, she spoke to police on the scene, explained that the shots came from behind her. I do believe there's a audio of this.
They had their lights off, so I never saw them. Like, whoever it was, they had their lights off. I don't know where they came from.
That's what they were saying.
The shots started from behind me. They didn't start, they started from behind me because when I got to the shots, I said, oh, somebody's shooting. The first shot hit the
Oof. You said she was coming out of a studio?
Yep.
So this, I don't know, it sounds kind of premeditated a little bit.
Some people think that it's suspicious that Kodak Black released a song last week from prison saying that he wanted to kick Young Miami in the stomach. So some folks think he may be...
You talk about being completely out of line.
Well, apparently they used to date, and he's angry that she's pregnant by another rapper after he had given Young Miami a ring.
Suck it up. Move on, dog. You gotta do all that.
Yeah. I would agree. So Chris Brown took to social media to thank Drake for inviting him to his OVO Fest. He wrote, "Champagne Poppy, thank you for allowing me to come through and finally share the stage with you in your home. Thank you, Canada, for letting me in the country."
Say, I wouldn't be mad at a Chris Brown Drake album.
They sound good together on that song.
Oh, yeah, boy. That No Guidance, boy. Whoop! Ain't nothing but heat on there. But Drake is a pretty good pop star, though. Chris Brown's a bigger pop star, though.
Lil Nas X is on the cover of British GQ and is opening up about his personal life. Mm. The Old Town Road singer revealed how his life has been since coming out of the closet. He said, quote, "Since I came out, people have been coming up to me saying, you're making a way for us. Live your life to its fullest potential and don't really care too much about what other people think of you. I used to say that was a cliche, but I never really lived by it until now."
Congratulations. I'm glad he feels, you know, free, I guess.
You know, what is this, 18 weeks at number one?
Woo! Whole bunch of weeks. He broke a record.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. Congratulations, young man.
You know, I'm happy for people, mm-hmm. you know, when they're able to make their money.
Right.
Even if it's just one go round.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this might be enough for him. He might be good forever off this one.
For real, though.
You know, it's done numbers.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're talking to Aldis Hodge at 808. He's the star of the new movie, Brian Banks, that'll be in theaters on Friday. Mm-hmm. A young man was accused of rape by a classmate. Found out that was a lie after he served 5 years in prison. It derailed his impending NFL career. And we understand that this is going to be a really, really good movie. So excited to talk to him coming up later on in the show. Marshawn Lynch is coming under fire for dropping an F-bomb at a 9-year-old at a football camp. Mm. So the young man's mother took exception with him using profanity.
"If it takes that amount of time for when I tell a kid to do something and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then there is consequences, like push-ups, like running laps,
like telling them to get sit-ups, away from your drill.
Like telling them to get out of my drill if they're not participating.
Get the
doing
out of your
right,
drill.
Get the out of my drill. Get the out of my drill. Or whatever it takes to get my drill. Because there's one kid, but there's also
50 others.
100 more kids out there."
To me, Shay, that's just typical coaching behavior. Not necessarily on flag with the little bitty kids with like 6 and 7 and 8 year olds. But to me, 10 and up, I've heard that vernacular on the football field ever since I started playing.
Well, he's 9, so does that count then since it's 10 and up?
I would say, yeah, that counts too. to me.
But does every coach communicate in that way?
Every coach doesn't. I would say at least half, minimum half, communicates like that. But you
know, Tony Dungy is a Christian man. I would submit that he's probably not cussing people.
No, he doesn't. But most coaches do. And that's not only football. That's basketball, baseball, whatever. Any sport.
So the mother felt as though it was sexist because what wasn't captured in that clip was he asked to speak to a man about the situation. What are your thoughts on the way Marshawn handled it?
I don't think it was sexist. He was just trying to see if maybe the boy's father was there because they can understand more about what's going on in the football drill and if he was messing up. I mean, I played football high school and collegiately, and I mean, there's times where it felt like my coach was dogging me out, but it was only to make me better, telling me to quit effing up the drill and get the F out if I don't want to do it right. Well, guess what? I ended up doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think sometimes mothers are just way too emotional and overprotective of their children, especially their son. And he was just trying to go about it the right way, especially wasn't trying to say something he regret, especially since, you know, everybody wanted to pull their cameras and phones out and, oh my God, it's Marshawn. I don't think it was sexist. He did end up speaking with her. He was just trying to get to a source that he could more comfortably talk to and understand.
Okay.
Thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
K through 5, 6th and 9th grade, and KCK back at it today. Coming up at 9:23, Dr. RJ talking about bullying and how you can help your kids to avoid it.
Yes.
A mother thought Marshawn Lynch possibly bullied her child, dropped the F-bomb during a football camp, and she stepped to him about it.
Is there a man here with you? There's not a man here with you? If it takes that amount of time for when I tell a kid to do something and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then there is consequences, like push-ups, like running laps,
like telling them to get away from your drill,
like telling them to get out of my drill if they're not participating.
Doing
right, get the out of my drill. Get the out of my drill, or whatever it takes to get my drill. Because there's one kid, but there's also
50 others,
100 more kids out there.
I don't disagree with Marshawn Lynch at all. You know, on the football field, you learn so many things about working together, being coached. The ability to be coached is a skill set, I believe. Because some kids just won't accept that. But that's to me, that's just standard sports stuff. You see it in all type of sports. And you see it with men and women. And that's just where I'm at with it.
So my question is, why wouldn't a woman understand about being coached?
Well, women can understand, but your typical football mother, Shay, they're a little more sensitive towards their son being talked to like that on the football field. And that's just my experiences with, and this is not all mothers, but you have a large percentage of them being overly emotional. And I think at that time, he just didn't want to be disrespectful to her. And I think that he thought that perhaps the father could be more understanding to the vernacular he was using.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of emotional fathers.
Oh, yeah.
At football games. Yeah. The majority of the fights that I've seen online are fathers.
Oh, I'm not excluding fathers from being emotional because they're emotional as well. Absolutely they are.
All right. Let's get your opinion on this. What do you think?
I don't believe that it's sexist. I thought it sounded as if like he was trying to be respectful to the woman. Like, if I'm going to have a disagreement with you, like, I'd rather talk to a man about it than to possibly end up in an argument with a woman. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like from my perspective.
103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Brian, you and I were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago about the Brian Banks story, and and you were informing me a little about it and its origins.
A young man was accused of rape when he was in high school, ultimately destroyed his future NFL career that he was after.
This morning we're talking with Aldis Hodge. He's playing Brian Banks in the Brian Banks Story.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for tackling this much needed to be told story. Now, the Brian Banks movie comes out this coming Friday. Talk to us about how you prepare to tell this young man's story.
Oh, preparation started first with talking to Brian. You know, I'd done the research. I saw the evidence. I believed in his innocence. But when I spoke to him, just like with every character I play, I had to believe in him. You know, is this somebody that I dig? Is this somebody I respect? Is this somebody that I can, you know, really feel validated when I'm playing him? And within 2 seconds of meeting Brian, automatically you get it. You know, he's such an inspiration because he's a ball of light, positivity. And the thing that sold it for me after we talked about all of his experiences in prison and things like that, I said, brother, the woman who accused you, you don't want any justice? He said, nah, man, look, I wish no ill will towards that woman. I don't want anything bad to come to her. I had my anger in prison. I dealt with it then. I just want to move on.
After knowing Brian Banks and playing him through this story, how do you feel about people who are lying about certain crimes, specifically rape in this case?
You know, rape for me is a very sensitive topic just because I grew up in and around so many women that I love who have been sexually assaulted, so I've seen the effects firsthand. The damage with lying and falsifying statements is that they make it extraneously harder for women who have actually been assaulted. They make the playing field more confused, so there's no clarity for people to actually deal with these situations. They cast doubt on these women who actually have been through these situations. So when people lie about it, they got to understand the weight of responsibility that they're taking on and how they're impacting the issue and really adding to the problems. Because women who have been sexually assaulted, they deserve their platform. They deserve to be heard. They deserve real justice. This lie, little white lie, whatever you want to call it, stole 10, 11 years of this man's life. He spent a year in juvie fighting the case, 5 years in prison and 5 years on parole as a registered sex offender wearing his ankle monitor. If it wasn't for Brian's mindset, if it wasn't for his personal ambition for himself to be able to turn this tragedy into triumph, who knows where he would be, you know? But he was able to use this to make it worth something, make it mean something.
Talking with Aldis Hodge, star of Brian Banks, which will be in theaters on Friday. Did it ever come to light why this woman made this story up?
No, but the thing is, I think what we do so well with this film, which I really appreciate, they went through great lengths to protect the identities of certain people, right? And as far as this young woman who accused him, this story really isn't about her. She's not our villain here. The villain really are the flaws within the judicial system, how the judicial system let Brian down. There were people who did not do the work. There are people at the DA's office. There was a legal counsel who did not do their jobs, which let Brian down and caused him to end up in prison. So really, this is a wake-up call, if anything, for people who have these high positions of power and responsibility in legal positions to actually step to the plate and do their jobs, because they got to realize they're playing with people's lives here. They weren't trying to demonize this woman. They did want the audience to understand her and understand. And that's something that we get to do because Zosia Roquemore, who plays her so beautifully and eloquently. And she just has this pure moment where you understand how somebody could even do something like that. And you say, oh my God, I don't agree with it, but I understand you as a human, because we wanted to humanize every person in this film.
I want to go see it now, Brian. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a doozy.
This is very compelling. Man. You know, I've been a fan of yours for many years, and I loved you very much playing alongside Taraji P. Henson in What Men Want.
I saw that movie too. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Make sure y'all check out the film Brian Banks, opening nationwide this Friday.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s with some thunderstorms on the way right now. Matter of fact, got a little light rain in 75 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Nobel and Pulitzer Prize winning novelist Toni Morrison has died, Brian. She was 88 years old and was surrounded by loved ones.
Rest well. Thank you for your contributions.
For real, though. Man. Well, 88 is nice, good, lengthy life.
She definitely lived a fulfilling one.
I don't see myself being 88.
Well, hopefully God blesses you to see 88. All right? We need your wisdom.
Like, I'm still going to be wearing Tim's or...
You could be.
The stuff that I like, I don't think it's going to look right at 80.
You can do whatever you want to do. In this day and age, Shay, please, anything is wide open.
Meek Mill faced a new judge yesterday morning when he walked into the Philadelphia courthouse. Judge Leon Tucker replaced Judge Janice Brinkley rapper's retrial for his 2008 gun conviction because the name Leon.
Yeah, you gotta be confident when you got a judge named Leon on your side. Come on, Leon, you know what to do, fam.
Yesterday's hearing was a brief bail hearing. Mm-hmm. Meek was released on his own recognizance, and Judge Tucker said both sides will return August 27th for a status hearing.
Come on, Leon, Judge Leon, let's get it in, dog.
So Trey Songz and Bow Wow had a lot to say about 50 Cent after he posted a photo of himself shirtless in a bathtub. But 50 being the petty king that he is, actually won that battle.
What happened?
He responded to Trey Songz saying, no, Trey Songz, you can't have all the bees full. Bow Wow also responded by posting the crying laughing emoji. And then 50 Cent said that Future took all of Bow Wow's past girlfriends. Damn! But he used another word.
Which is true. Bow Wow, dog, just take a chill pill on the internet. Like, you gotta get off. You just log off, dog.
Just go back to, you know, your acting coach. You know, the rap career is a done dada. Just go ahead. I like him acting and stuff.
We need
He's
to like
actually
Mike
pretty
Part
good.
2, right?
Like Mike Part 2 would be dope.
He could be the coach. You know, lottery
I don't know
ticket.
About the coach. Maybe he got a little son, like a little 8-year-old, and he passed the gift on to his little baby son, right? I just came up with the whole plot, like sitting right here.
Nobody's going to pay you for that, fam. Just letting you know right now.
But why?
It don't sound enticing. Now, lottery ticket part 2, that sounds a little more interesting.
We got to wrap this up, though.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
As the summer is winding down and schools prepare to reopen, many parents, teachers, and children are likely to be worried about bullying. StopBullying.gov defines bullying as unwanted, aggressive behavior in which a child or teen uses a real or perceived power imbalance, such as physical strength, access to embarrassing information or popularity, to control or harm other kids. Essentially, bullying is an abuse of power. Why would a young person do such a thing? Because it gives him or her power. We all need to feel powerful in our lives. If we don't have access to power in healthy ways, it can be hard to resist using it in unhealthy ways. And for a child or a teen who often feels powerless in his or her life, abusing power by bullying can feel as potent as a drug. If he's hurting inside, it can help him feel a little better for a short time. If someone has humiliated, threatened, or hurt her, those feelings often threaten to overwhelm her psyche, and she lashes out, wanting to humiliate, threaten, or hurt someone else. It's imperative to discuss this issue with every child before they may be subject to bullying, so they can stand up for themselves successfully when a bully first tries them. make this an ongoing conversation, and your child will be well on his or her way to staying in power. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shade and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.